Before going on to those passages, though, I want to say just a few words about a certain incident which we've just read about or heard about. The 500 literary youths are described as holding 500 precious parasols. You could also translate this is umbrellas. The word is chhatra. And they offer these 500 parasols to the Buddha. And the Buddha transforms them all into a single precious canopy, which covers the entire billion world galaxy. So what does all this mean? Surely it has some meaning. What is its significance? I don't want to suggest that it's a question of a simple, as it were, one-to-one, point-by-point, allegorical, pseudo-Jungian interpretation of the incident. I just want to offer a few pointers, a few suggestions. The 500 parasols, born aloft, so brilliant and so colourful, these surely represent the spiritual aspirations of those 500 literary youths, in particular their aspiration to supreme perfect enlightenment for the benefit of all beings. In other words, the parasols represent the bodhicitta, the arisen bodhicitta, the thought of or will to supreme perfect enlightenment. So the literary youths offer these parasols to the Buddha. And there are 500 youths, which means 500 parasols. So you might say 500 bodhicittas, so to speak. But they're all offered to the Buddha. In other words, the aspirations of the youths, their spiritual aspirations, their bodhicittas, all have one and the same object. And that object is, of course, supreme perfect enlightenment, as represented by the Buddha himself, as he sits there. So what does the Buddha do? He transforms those parasols into a single canopy. The fact that the spiritual aspirations of the literary youths have one and the same object acts as a unifying force. It means that their aspirations tend to converge, tend even to unite, tends to become one single aspiration. So what then is that one single aspiration? What, in other words, does the great canopy represent? It represents what may be called, provided we don't take the expression too literally, provided we take it poetically rather than dogmatically, what may be called the cosmic bodhicitta. And of course, the entire billion world galaxy is reflected in the canopy, which means that the cosmic bodhicitta is aware of and responsive to the needs of all sentient beings. At the same time, it's not anything, as it were, collective. Yet, it's not anything individual, this cosmic bodhicitta, in the ordinary sense. It belongs to that same mysterious category for which we have as yet no word, that same category to which belongs the expression spiritual community. The significance of this incident of the parasols can also be explained in more ordinary, everyday terms. We can say that to the extent that our spiritual aspirations have a common object, they will be united. And to the extent that they are united, they will be a force for good, active and operative in the world.